Where do you go for comics new and old? Where do you see your favorite television and movie stars? And where do you go to see the best in cosplay? Wizard World Comic Con. Wizard World Comic Con offers live entertainment and gaming, comics new and old, cosplay, toys and memorabilia, and a chance to meet your favorite television and movie stars. For news, celebrity updates, and tickets to future shows, go to wizardworld.com. Don't feel like paying full price? No problem. Use promo code CANDAIR at checkout to get 10% off your tickets. So, where are you going to go for your pop culture fix? Wizard World Comic Con. Go to wizardworld.com for tickets.
Arthur, I'll be in here. Quiet now, I'm recording.
Hello, Tick here. You, my friend, well, if you're an evildoer, cover your ears, because you are listening to the Canned Air Podcast, which is nothing but Keen Spoon!
All right, Arthur, you can come out now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Canned Air, your tribute to comics and pop culture. I am Jeremy Colley.
I'm Jack Doherty.
And this is one of those episodes that if you're hearing either something's gone wrong, someone can't make it, a guest is canceled, the heavens have rained snow and ice down to keep us apart.
The world is ending.
Exactly. Something has happened to prevent a new episode this week. So Jack and I were like, why don't we just keep one in the chamber, a just-in-case episode. And I think that was a good idea. I think we're going to have fun tonight. We're doing something not out of the ordinary, out of the usual. Just something we haven't done in a long time. I can't remember the last time we did this. Maybe for a Patreon episode, was it?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, the Versus, playing Versus.
Yeah, we did. We did the Canned Air, what, the Fantasy Fight 2. The first one being available on our Patreon page. You like that plug? You see what I did there? Nice little plug. At $2 support, $2 per month support, you get access to that. And at $5, you not only get the Canned Air Fantasy Fight, but you get access to the monthly Patreon show, which will also in turn get you Canned Air Fantasy Fight 2. Makes me wonder if we should even be doing a third Fantasy Fight just for the general public. Maybe we should make this one privy, but I'm kind of out of ideas, and it's kind of too late for that. We're playing the damn game today.
We should bring it to an arena.
Bring it to an arena? We're going to have to do that many more battles. I don't know if we're cut out for that tonight. I think we got just enough for a bare-bones bracket tonight. Before we do any of that, though, don't forget to find us on Twitter at CannedAirPod and on Instagram at Canned_Air. And once again, that Patreon page we have up there. Lots of goodies for you on there for a small donation monthly. Go to patreon.com/CannedAirPod. What else am I missing, Jack?
And if you're planning on going to a Wizard World convention anytime this year or probably the coming future, when you're buying tickets, use the promo code CANNEDAIR in the promo code box there and get you 10% off.
Probably the coming future you're going to the show. There it is. Canned Air. Is it is lowercase, no space, correct?
It just types as caps. There's no, don't have, the caps locks doesn't work at all. It worked so good. It
flowed so nice.
Yeah, it did.
All right. With all that behind us, let's just jump right into this bonus episode or this burner episode versus championship. We won't make it the Fantasy Fight 3. We'll just make it its own kind of thing. All right.
Yep.
All right. So I've got actually 5 die here. What?
I'm blowing on the die.
Oh, okay. I've got a regular 6 cube, then 2 small, like treble size 6-sided cubes, and then I have 2 like D&D, what are these, like 24 sides?
Yeah, something like the diamond shaped 20, or something like that?
20 sides, something like that, yeah. So I figured, I don't know, how do you want to do this? Which one do you want to use?
Use the sides don't really matter, it's just they're going to land on whoever, right?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking about this too much. I'm just going to use the D&D ones. All right, here we go. Oh, wow. It landed directly on Master Chief, number one.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm liking this. I'm going to write this down here really quick. So we...
Pulling up his power sets right now.
Perfect. I meant to ask if you would do that.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. All right. So we have Master Chief. I love how random this is, because this could be anything. We could be have Master Chief versus Mario. You never know.
There's there's so many choices on the board, too.
Rolling those dice again, would you, Jack?
Might have weighted them down a little bit.
Okay, versus the Punisher. I'm not even shitting you. That's what it landed on.
Master Those are pretty Chief good, actually.
Versus the Punisher.
Be a good fight.
That would be a great fight. Holy crap. Okay. Should we just roll everybody we're going to be fighting, or just do them as we go?
Yeah, we'll do it as we go.
Okay.
We'll leave it up to the excitement of who's going to land on.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. I can't even think about how evenly matched this is. This couldn't have turned definitely. Out better. My mind starts running both ways. I think, well, Master Chief has Cortana, but Punisher has, what's his name? Microchip.
Yeah.
So, you know, they both have the tech angles there. I think Cortana's obviously much faster, more advanced than Microchip would be in any battle.
One up here, weapons and abilities. Master Chief's got his shield, of course. His power shield, his
Punisher
armor.
Has his Kevlar.
Yeah. What else does Punisher have? Oh, his fighting styles. He has Chin Na, Huang Rang Do, Krav Maga, Muay Thai, Ninjutsu.
Who's this?
Punisher.
Wow, I didn't know he was so versed in martial arts.
Yeah, he's a pretty good badass, I guess so.
I would say.
Oh, what else does he have for Master Chief? That says talk about Superman and being able to take him down in one hit. So really, I think Master Chief just really has his armor, his battle knowledge, I guess, and
his
shield.
Yeah. He has more between him and the bullet than Punisher does, I suppose.
Super fast reflexes. I mean, military training. So they both have that on their side. So,
yeah. Wow. So these two are just that evenly matched that it just really comes down to maybe there's something big we're forgetting. And if there is, please let us know on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, yada, wherever, you know, whatever social media force you choose. But I can't think of much of anything that would differentiate them except for the armor. Yeah, and Master Chief does have that invisible shield, not to mention like this Iron Man-like armor that goes over him and makes him, what, like 6'5", wasn't it? Like he was pretty tall, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'd probably almost say around 7 foot. I think that might be his only advantage that he has against Punisher. Like real, I mean, besides having armor and his shield, but having that height, because that would give him a little more reach.
But okay. I don't know. let's think about a multiplayer match of Halo. Anyone who's played it, we see how fast the Chief goes down if he's standing on top of grenade. That suited and that shield might, if he's in the vicinity of a grenade, take, you know, some of that shrapnel. It might bring you really close to death, but you might survive that, but if you're on top of it, you're not living. You're not surviving. So
no, never.
The Punisher, being more agile, could get a grenade or a launcher. I mean, we've seen him wield all kinds of things. I'm imagining we have to allow both of these gentlemen to bring their artillery into the ring, or else we don't have much of a fight, right?
That's right.
So, man, I don't know. This is like such an up the middle. I know this is what
it said here that the Punisher doesn't take any kind of painkillers because he feels that the benefit of dulling pain is not worth the side effects of drowsiness and slowed reflexes. So he just takes the pain. Yeah. And I guess, well, we've talked about before the fighting would be there's no running away, but I guess if he did run away, because he's got a lot of safe houses and like caches all over the place, that if he needed to, he'd be able to run, grab something else he needed to fight against Master Chief. Yeah. Like if he ran out any kind of weapons or Master Chief disarmed him or something like that, he'd be right on it. And I don't know if we could really use Microchip and Cortana because that would just, I don't know, that
for variation, you know, anywhere I could because I wasn't finding it just between the two of them. But even Cortana and Microchip are another similarity. Like, where's the perforation here? But, man. Yeah, the chief is taller.
Give them both situations.
The chief has that thick ass armor, but at the end of the day, I think that slows him down to a point where the Punisher might be more agile on his feet and is perfectly capable of at least getting two grenades off on the chief. And as we again have seen by the games, that's more than enough to bring him to his demise.
And I honestly, I think Punisher might have it because I don't know, he's a little more slick witted, I guess. The Master Chief
would have to be to survive all the shit he's seen.
Yeah, Master Chief, I think he might rely too much on Cortana to, you know, give him the heads up on stuff. He's just kind of like the big tough grunt.
They're a team.
Without one, without one of them, they're not as strong as
with. I don't know. Both. There's a Halo 5 Jack. Don't forget, and Cortana died in 4. He was still doing something.
He wasn't all there though. I don't think he was too much dwelling on.
I don't know. I couldn't get into that game. It wasn't good. I didn't care for it.
Same here.
But so the Punisher, we got to give it to Pun.
Yeah, if Punisher lost Microchip, I think he would still be pretty much same track. He just doesn't have that extra little bit of help.
He'd make do, as we've seen.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Punisher, he was fine without him.
I'm sorry, Master Chief. I'm just such a fan of both. I've got both of these guys figurines up on the wall here, and you know,
same here.
Damn. All right. Punisher it is. I'm happy with that choice though. It makes sense. Makes sense. All right. I hope our next rolls turn out as exciting as that one. That was freaking awesome. Well, this it landed on Chucky. We've done him before. Should we do him again?
No.
Yeah, let's move on.
Because I don't think he won that time, did he?
He did win because he just kept coming back from the dead.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He just nonstop murder doll.
Well, there's a girl here. I have no idea who she is. For people who don't know exactly what we're doing or what versus is, it's way late in the game to be telling you this, but I have a board out here. It's a board that has tons and tons of little heroes and villains from across pop culture, not just comics, but TV, movies, anywhere you can think of, video games. And we just roll dice on them, and whatever two the dice land on, we talk about. That's why it was so crazy that the dice picked Master Chief and Punisher. I'm still not over it, Jack. Want to go again? All right, our first one is Charles Xavier. That ought to be good. Versus. Okay. Wow. Okay. Charles Xavier versus Beetlejuice.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're going to have to pull up some stats on that one because I don't even know where to start.
Oh.
I mean, I guess while you look that up, one thing that can be stated, obviously, I mean, if you know anything about Charles Xavier, not only can he read minds and influence minds, but he's also like seen across planes and can communicate through time, even we've seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's many different abilities there, but I don't know. Have we ever seen him talk with the dead?
Not that I can think of.
I mean, nothing that's coming apparent to me. I'm sure that a comic nerd out there might know of some instance that I can't think of, but not that I can think of.
All right. So here are Beetlejuice's powers and abilities. Reality warping. Invulnerability. Levitation. Regeneration.
He's invulnerable. He's a fucking ghost. I didn't even think about that, right?
Yeah. Yep. Shape-shifting, teleportation, can conjure or summon objects, possession, can mimic people's voices, ventriloquism, and telekinesis also.
Oh, my God.
So he's almost right there with Professor X.
So what this comes down to, what we need to really think about and dissect, is can Charles Xavier sense, feel ghosts, anything like that? I don't think he can. I don't see how he could, right?
Professor X can manipulate minds of others and warp perceptions.
Manipulate.
Manipulate.
Manipulate. Would you say he can do what?
Warp perceptions to make himself invisible, pretty much. Just make everyone, people, what people see look different, I guess. So,
people, that's a, but ghosts?
I don't know about ghosts.
I can't think of any instance where I've heard him communicate with people in the afterlife.
Mm-mm. Trying just to read anything else on here.
Time.
Yeah, that's really about it. I mean,
what could they do? What could any of them do?
It would just be a staring contest, basically. You wouldn't know what was happening, but in their minds, it's this huge battle.
Assuming but, Xavier could even do anything.
Yeah. Who knows? Beetlejuice could scare the piss out of
he could bring
Professor
one of
X to where he couldn't do anything.
Sandworms right up underneath him and just end it, right?
Basically, yeah. Sandworms.
Hate sandworms. Is it that easy, or are we not giving this enough thought?
It can't be that easy.
There's got to be something that the professor can do. I mean, I know we're obviously biased toward the comics, so we can't. Maybe it's just a matter of we want him to win, and we're not finding ground for him to win. But yeah, when it, I've never seen his encounter. I mean, surely if he was able to, that would be a prominent something we'd see, right? Communicating with the dead. With ghosts?
Yeah, that there's. I don't think he's ever been able to do that. I mean, how could you? He's strong, but he can't cross, like, different dimensions? No.
Well, it just makes me wonder, though, because when he died in that third film, and I know I shouldn't take any of this as canon, but I feel like something similar has happened in the comics. I could be wrong. Where he died and, like, his essence, his being, his spirit, his soul, whatever you want to call it, kind of awoke in somebody else. I know they did, like, a teaser of that in the film where his consciousness woke up in somebody who had been in a coma for years, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. So that seems to be some kind of flirtation with that kind of medium, you know, the afterlife. Maybe he can see his way through the astral field, you know.
Actually, he can. I can see that Professor X can project his astral form into a psychic dimension known as the astral plane. So basically, he can go into different dimensions.
Astral plane. Now is that where ghosts supposedly lie, I wonder?
Yeah, that's Doctor Strange. He cruised around the astral plane. I mean, in the movies he has. I'm sure he has in the comics because I never really read a lot of him. But then, I don't know, the only way you could defeat him is by trapping him there, and then he would just be a vegetable after that.
Like in the astral plane he would be, you mean?
Yeah, if somehow he got Beetlejuice in there, or they started fighting in there, and somehow Beetlejuice used...
But how would Beetlejuice get there? I mean, we're assuming this is like the medium like across all pop culture for the dead, the astral plane?
Sure, yeah.
I don't know if we can do that. because when I think of the astral plane, I think of the Doctor Strange film or any instance I've seen him in another dimension in the comics. And it doesn't look like a place of the dead. It's just like another kind of mystical plane of existence, you know, just things that really can't be explained, objects, shapes. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking up that. It's the fourth dimension, a primary consciousness of this dimension. Is the astral body, which is known as the higher human. So it's not really death. It's just a higher version of existence.
I found a loophole, I think.
Did you?
I found a loophole, I think. Okay, so let's hark back to when we had our talk about Chucky and Beast versus. That was a long time ago. I don't even remember if that was a regular episode or if that was one of the championship fighting things we did, but you know, when you first think about it, you're like, yeah, well, Beast could rip him the fuck to shreds easily. Mm-hmm. No problem. But as we've seen, being ripped to shreds, being shot, being dropped into a fan, whatever you throw upon Chucky, he comes back. And now there's multiple of him, according to the films. But I wonder if we can, you know, now that we know that he can, you know, leave his physical form and go to astral form and go through dimensions. And, you know, again, I don't know if it's canon to comics, but I think it is. I think he can inhabit other bodies if need be.
Yeah.
So does that give him the advantage? Sure, Beetlejuice could fuck his body up, destroy him, but he would just keep coming back. Either in different...
As somebody else just hopping, body hopping.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the... I don't know. I guess it just depends how we have to rule the gauge of this battle. I mean, in the past, we've always done it like right there in the ring, what happens. Maybe not the long game, but I don't know.
Beetlejuice can, in a sense, do the same thing by possession, being a ghost. It's almost the same thing.
You said something that it's just now I'm remembering. It's just a bucket of water on the fire that is this conversation. Is that when you were listing Beetlejuice's stuff, didn't you say he was invulnerable?
Yeah.
Professor X definitely isn't invulnerable. So it doesn't matter what he does or how he cheats death, Beetlejuice will prevail.
But where was Beetlejuice when they found him in the movie? He was locked away. The only way to call him was to say his name three times. So there's a way to get him to stay away. So in a sense, you would defeat him. You just have him like a genie in a lamp.
Like just saying his name three times and throwing him back into where he came from.
Actually, that's the only way you could beat him is to say his name three times.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. So I tried to do Patrick Stewart and it really didn't work out in my favor. Man, fuck.
As long as Professor X had a knowledge of Beetlejuice.
This was another good pick by the die, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
We're on a roll tonight, no pun intended, but so which way are you leaning?
I would probably have to say Professor X just because if he figured out, I mean, he was smart enough. That's like the whole Rumpelstiltskin thing. She figured out his name and was able to, however the story went, I can't remember. It's been so long.
Casting back,
but
yeah.
Defeat him back, yeah.
If you can get me to say, get him to say his own name, right?
That's what it was, yeah. But Professor X, being the genius that he is, could figure out a way to, if he didn't know his name, probably find out his name.
You're right.
And just, yeah, say his name three times and cast him away and he's done, yeah.
All right. You know, as much as I'm glad to give it to him, I feel like once we have all of our contestants that we're going to blow through everybody with this Charles Xavier. He shuts them down. He shuts them down.
Yep.
All right. You ready for the next character?
Yeah.
Characters is a... Here we go. Hellboy is one of them. Holy shit. Okay. Hellboy versus Bowser.
Bowser.
It's amazing how I can sit here and write with a pen perfectly, walk away 2 seconds, pick it up, and then it just does not freaking work. All right. This is kind of another good match. What is up with this tonight? I'm not complaining. I'm just so happy. Just so happy. All right. Hellboy and Bowser. They both... obviously like to be around lava, right?
Yeah. Bowser's powers. I don't
know if he really has a power set other than he's just a big dragon muscle. Like, I don't know.
Okay, there we go.
He can get into his shell and spin and attack people, I think.
I got power skills for Bowser.
Okay.
Fire breath.
Oh, super, that's right.
Superhuman strength, superhuman stamina, durability, agility, indestructible shell, size manipulation, limited teleportation, limited flight, electrokinesis, metamorphosis, athleticism. I don't know where you get that one from.
Is it telekinesis?
No, electrokinesis.
I don't know what that is.
Being able to conjure electricity, like... Kind of, what's his name? Electro, I guess.
I don't recall Bowser ever doing anything like Electro.
Yeah, me either. Black hole creation, dark magic, cunning, trickery.
He's strong, he breathes fire, he's quick on his feet, indestructible shell.
Quick for his size, all right. Jeez.
What about Hellboy? Obviously, you know, very strong, superhuman strength.
Yeah, the 1 ton base limit in his strength.
One ton base limit?
Yeah, he can lift That's the max that he can lift, I guess, is a ton.
I see.
Resistance to injury and a healing factor allows him to quickly heal. Immune to all diseases. He can comprehend ancient and magical languages, so he can understand Bowser pretty much. Yeah. Picked up a throne. Opponents weighing at least 400 to 500 pounds.
I can never remember the name of his gun.
I'm sure that's going to be in here. He's got the right hand of doom, which I don't know if that really does anything. I mean, it can open up doors, I guess. Carries holy relics, herbs, hand grenades, an oversized
rope. So he's pretty
the Good Samaritan. That's his gun.
Bowser without the shell.
Yeah.
With artillery.
Yeah.
All right.
This one's a tough one, I think.
This will be tough.
Yeah, it says the right hand of Doom can conjure Ragnarok, but it can only be done without his consent. Someone can do it, but they have to have, like, Hellboy's consent, so they have to be able to beat him to be able to get his hand, to be able to do it, I guess. So I don't know if that would really be a big power.
I wouldn't say so.
Somebody guards, basically.
I out of the gate have to say I'd like to give this to Hellboy because as he's agile, he can reheal, no matter what kind of burns or scratches or severe cuts he gets from Bowser.
Wouldn't Koopa just have to pounce him on the head a couple of times and he's dead?
That's true.
I mean, all those powers, you just gotta pop him on the head a few times and he just...
Well, the first Mario, the original Mario, well, one and three, he wasn't in two, but Mario 1 and 3, you couldn't touch him or he would kill you. And the first one, you had to get past him
to cut the
bridge and then he would fall into lava. And in the third one, you had to trick him into breaking the ground beneath him to fall into the pit. You know what I mean?
So he lives around lava, but he can't withstand lava.
Yeah, I guess so. So being that it's brought his demise several times.
Right.
Why would you keep it around?
All Hellboy would really have to do is drag him underground. And, I mean, it'd be a fight to bring him down underground, I'm sure. But once he got him there, he'd be able to...
Get that far. I think with that gun, that six shooter that's enormous. God, I wish I could remember the name of it. But I know it has a name like Lucille does for a fucking dude from Walking Dead. I can't think of his Negan. But I think with one well-placed bullet, that would be it for Bowser. I think especially if he's already going down with a quick boop on the head, a fucking bullet is going to obliterate his skull. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm giving it to Hellboy.
I would have to say so too.
All right.
Just because he's my boy.
I am stoked for that new film, which by the time anyone's hearing this episode, it might already be out. It might have already be some like a classic, maybe. Who knows? I don't know how soon we're going to use this, if ever. But with this way it's turning out, we're going to be using it.
Yeah.
All right. We need our last two characters, and then we can get this thing really going. All right. Here we go. Okay, is there like a, you know how like Superman has a Supergirl? Is there like a Wonder Girl to a Wonder Woman?
Yeah, she's a teenager.
That's who this looks like. It's a girl.
She have like a black vest, kind of short sleeveless shirt with a W on her chest.
She has the W.
Probably red or blue pants.
She has jeans on with like a tank top that's red with the W on it. And she has a lasso hanging at her side.
Yeah, that's definitely her then.
Okay. All right, so I'm assuming that like every other teen version of their alter ego, they're just the same thing, a little less powerful.
Yeah, it might have little differences in powers.
Teen Wonder Woman, is that her name? What's her name?
No, it's Wonder Girl.
Wonder Girl. That's better than what I had written down. Teen Wonder Woman. All right. Wonder Girl. And here we go for our last contestant. That one landed on Supergirl. I'm not even shitting you. We've done her before, though. I can roll again if you'd like.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll
roll again.
Have we done Supergirl? I thought we tried to stay away from the supers, actually.
No, we did her. We used them if they had a match. I think she was one of the first ones that we did. I just can't remember. I think it was Absorbing Man.
I don't remember.
That she went up against when we first did it. You want me to roll again or keep?
We'll take a look at it.
Keep it?
Yeah, we'll keep it.
All right. Wonder Girl versus Supergirl. Another tough conversation to have
here. Yeah.
Seeing as I've just learned of Wonder Girl's existence and Supergirl. I mean, it's a Kryptonian. How do you compare with a Kryptonian?
I guess it helps if I type in actual Supergirl as one word, not two words. I keep finding just like the soup or the TV show, and I don't want that. I want.
All right. Have you found any stats on these two?
Yeah. All right. For Supergirl, just like all Kryptonians, superhuman strength, speed, stamina, invulnerability, flight, super breath, X-ray vision, telescopic and microscopic vision, freeze breath, heat vision, and super hearing.
Okay. And Wonder
Girl? Got it all.
Little Wonder Woman.
Yeah, really. Her powers derive from a silent armor that she wears, which was forged in the heart of a sun and apparently related to the demon known as Trigon, which is Raven's father. Armor. Superhuman reflexes. The power to fly at high speeds. She is invulnerable to piercing weapons.
You say she can fly?
Yeah. Yeah, Wonder Woman can fly now, too.
What?
Yeah, she's been able to fly for a little while. It's kind of weird.
They didn't do that in the film, did they?
No, not in the movie, but like the newer comics and cartoons and stuff, she can.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
So, yeah, that's about it.
If it comes down between an Amazonian and a Kryptonian, I obviously just want to lean right toward the Kryptonian every time.
Yeah, the only thing I can see that Wonder Girl would have is the lasso, but that really only works on men because it's magic and Kryptonians are vulnerable to magic.
You don't mean men like people with penises. You mean like just mankind.
No, I think manly men.
Oh, like really? It only works on men.
I believe. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I believe it is.
That sounds like something we better find out for sure before we start broadcasting as facts. But damn, I never knew that.
Of truth. But I mean, then all it does is make you tell the truth. So,
yeah, I don't see what advantage it would get her other than having some kind of a weapon in the field.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it had to be with men because Themyscira's only got women around and men are the bad guys.
So let me last Google here. I've got my Google Home. Let me see if she'll answer me. Hey, Google, who's stronger, Wonder Woman or Superman?
On the website comicbookmovie.com, they say Wonder Woman had faster reaction time and fight reflexes than Superman. Superman is the most powerful being in the DC universe. He is stronger, faster, and more durable. To read more, look for the link in your Google Home app.
No, I won't do that, Google, but thank you for your input.
Didn't she just contradict herself saying that she was faster, but Superman was stronger, faster?
Yeah. I guess we can't really take anything she said with a grain of salt. But no, I mean, I think we're just prolonging what inevitably is the truth that the Kryptonian would win here.
In the end, yeah.
No matter what, all they have to
do is fly up to the sun and recharge, and they're back to normal. Eventually, I would imagine you'd have to be the Themyscirians. You could beat them down.
It would be a good damn fight. It'd
be a long fight, that's
for sure. Don't get me wrong, but I would think the Kryptonian in any situation like this would always win.
Yeah, I would have to say so.
I mean, you know, assuming this was a match that was out in the middle, you know, maybe in the middle of some conflict, maybe they knew they were going to be fighting each other, surely Wonder Girl knows that if she has to take down a Kryptonian, Kryptonite's what you need to have. But we're not giving her that benefit here because this is just like in the ring, right? This is right here, right now for our entertainment.
Right.
She doesn't have it.
No.
Supergirl it is. All right. So now we have our four winners. The Punisher, Charles Xavier, Hellboy, and Supergirl. Well, there's going to be some hurting in town tonight. Where do we start? Should we start with, I think we need to keep Supergirl and Hellboy matched up.
I was thinking the same thing, yeah.
This is going to be a quick wrap-up, I think. So, Punisher and Charles Xavier. If Xavier... I guess we have to determine how this fight starts. And again, we just mentioned the ring. So if it's round one, fight, it's over, right? Xavier can just down him.
I'm thinking the Punisher can run over and tip his chair over it.
That's fucked up. But he wouldn't...
it wouldn't help because he would still have his mind powers to...
Have enough time to have that thought.
No.
Like, he could influence him to take the gun out of his own hand, or he could convince him to take his gun out of his holster, put it right to his chin, and pull the trigger if he wanted, you know? I mean,
well, yeah, and he wouldn't even have thought that he did it to himself. He probably would have thought he was pointing the gun at someone else when, in fact, he was actually pointing it at himself just because of the way his mind powers
work. Reality manipulation.
Yep.
I mean, is there even any use talking about it? I mean, obviously, Punisher can get a bullet off quick, but not as quickly as Xavier could just manipulate his reality totally.
Is he telekinetic too? Like, can control stuff kind of like Jean Grey? Or is he just mind? I'm trying to think.
Just mind. He couldn't stop the bullets. I've never seen him like force lift anything like Gene has. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he has.
I always thought that's how he got around on the wheelchair, not that it was a powered wheelchair that he pretty much with his mind he just made himself.
You're thinking drive of that around. Big yellow monstrosity thing from the cartoon.
The cartoons, yeah.
You know, Alistair Smythe in the Spider-Man cartoon had a very similar getup.
Yeah, he did.
Wheelchairs just were not good enough for these people. Like, no. I want it to be fucking long. I want to be able to stretch my legs out, you know.
Smythe had elephant trunks sticking out of his shoulders for a little while, too.
Yeah, that was toward the end. But yeah. I enjoyed that show so much. So much. And hopefully, by the time this is aired, we've already had John Semper Jr. I want to try to get him on the show. He's the writer for that.
Mm.
But anyway, back to the task at hand. Charles Xavier, then?
Easy, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say.
Open and shut case.
All right, so that leaves us with Hellboy versus Supergirl.
So, can Hellboy breathe in space? Because I think Kryptonians can. They always seem to go out there without any kind of space gear, or at least hold their breath.
Superman always has gear on. He always has a... I have seen him like floating in the Earth stratosphere and like catch sun without anything. But anytime you see him like out working on a spaceship or anything, he does. There's like that Superman lead suit he has with that like covers him completely.
That's true.
But I don't know. Obviously, Superman's going to be stronger. Can take more of a beating.
Well, yeah, the Kryptonians are invulnerable, so they can take the beating.
Why did I say Superman? We're talking Supergirl. Tomato, I suppose, but I think he could lay into her with as many blows as he'd like and just watch his precious glove fall to dust as he's doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he could just pound and pound and pound. I mean, even though, why was he able to pierce Superman and kill him, though? That's the only thing. Was he made of kryptonite?
He was...
Did he have it in him?
I don't think he was originally Kryptonian like they made him in the movies. He was just a monstrosity that had been built. Like, he was organic, but like a robotic organic, almost. Like a really, really high, like... advanced technology, and they shot him. He was shot to Earth in this pod like years ago, like before like the dawn of creation kind of shit, and they found it buried deep underground in a mine with a warning on it that says do not ever open this. Like he had been banished, and they opened it, of course. Luthor wanted to know what was in it and set Doomsday loose.
But he just wailed on Superman enough to weaken him, I guess.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of him, yeah. But I don't think Hellboy and Doomsday are comparable. Do you?
Maybe not. I'm just thinking of Hellboy just wailing on Supergirl enough to weaken her enough to end up defeating her. Even though she's Kryptonian and invulnerable, they still need the Yellow Sun.
Yeah.
I guess if Hellboy brought her down underground, because remember in the Dark Knight, Superman was down underground and he was all withered and decayed because the Yellow Sun's radiation's not getting through the ground. So he was just a little shriveled up guy down there.
In the Dark Knight.
Yeah, the Dark Knight comic.
Oh, you mean like when he took the brunt of the nuclear blast, you mean? Like when it like made him like real frail and
No. I'm thinking of the Flash, Flashpoint. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, I think that's the one it was.
Can Hellboy pull himself down into hell then? Or is he stuck here? I would think that he would have gone back to hell long ago if he could.
I don't think he likes cats too much to hang out, to go back. I'm not sure about that one, really.
Can he die? Did you say he was invulnerable?
Not invulnerable. He's got real strong regeneration. I'm checking that one up now.
Yeah, I'm going to do that myself. Let me just see. Just simply type, can Hellboy die?
Well, he died at the end of the comic, so I just seen that.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he dies at the very end. I don't see how. Hellboy's tough, but he can be killed by physical means.
I wonder if this is the comic I have. I have to go look. So, but anyway, sorry. So he can die.
Yeah.
I mean, Supergirl, I would say, as much as I don't want to, I would say she would probably still take him down. He's tough. He'd put up a good fight, but I don't think he could withstand a Kryptonian beating.
Yeah, not to mention, I mean, getting ice breathed and freeze or ice, whatever, the eye rays, heat vision.
Yeah.
Just everything on top of him. Yeah, it might take a while. You know, it'll be a good fight, but in the end, I think he would just end up wearing down and calling it.
Yeah, I do too. Supergirl it is. So, this leaves us with our championship battle here. Charles Xavier versus Supergirl. Is there much of any reason to even discuss this one?
I don't think so. I think Professor X would end up having a win. The whole mind thing.
I know, but I just wonder if before that could even happen, if a Kryptonian could be so quick enough. You know, I mean, they're as quick as the Flash, correct?
Yeah.
So if it is a matter of fight, you know.
See, is she faster than a thought, though? Depends on how quick-witted you are, I guess, to be able to.
I guess he would have to. I don't know.
As soon as that green light or the fight or the end went down to start the fight, he would have to have acted right then without anything to be able to get the edge. Otherwise,
which we knew he'd been a pile of mush. But if there was any advantage a Soup was going to have, it would have to be to immediately just, you know, zip over there and just take him out that quick. Just destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
You've just let your momentum cut through them. I mean, you'd shear through them like they were paper, right?
Yeah. I think it would always have to be a super, unless it was a super against super. Then that would be the fight. Then
I don't know, man. I think you had a good. I think you had a good thing when you said, "Is it faster than a thought?" Because I don't think it is. Do you?
No. No, there's no way. Well, no, because for your mind to make a thought and then make your body move, there's got to be a little bit of a delay in there versus just straight thinking something and it happening.
And, you know, I remember instances in the films where he just made everybody, like, either in an airport or in an office building, like, everyone just stop on a dime, you know, mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, he might be able to get over on the whole mind thing.
Is Superman faster than a thought?
Make him think that they're a child and that's it. Just totally... I mean, he wiped Jean Grey's mind from the Dark Phoenix, so...
It's got to be Xavier, right?
Yeah, I would think so. And he's smarter. He's way smarter, so he's got that edge on it, too.
Boy, that would be debatable. Every aspect of this has been debatable. This has probably been one of the best verses we have ever done, Jack. I'm so stoked we did this tonight. I was, yeah. For some reason today, I was like excited to play verses. I don't know why, but I was like, man, this will be fun.
When you mentioned it, I was like, yeah, we haven't done that for a little while, and they're always fun, but this
turned out really damn good. Yep. And I promise, I'm not doctoring the dice. These were the actual picks. And you can tell because I wouldn't have ever picked Wonder Girl. But anyway, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this as a good burner episode, a good replacement for us not being here. We just can't leave you guys with your hands empty for a week. We just can't do that. It's not our style. But if you like this and you want more verses, head over to our Patreon page. Again, for $2 a month, you can get access to the first ever Canned Air Fantasy Fight. That one's done up with all kinds of sound effects. You can hear the audience roar. You can hear an awesome announcer. There's all kinds of very fitting music to kind of set the scene. It sounds like you're at an event. It's mm-hmm. really cool. I enjoyed what we did with that. And then for $5 a month, you can not only get that, you get access to our Patreon pod that we do over there. So lots of goodness for very little, and you're helping support the show at the same time. But other than that, Jack, what do we have on the website?
Go to CandairPodcast.com, where you can check out our special guests, listen to the show, follow us on all our social media, visit the Hall of Heroes to see the Wall of Justice, check out some of the videos from our YouTube page, click on the merch button, and buy a t-shirt or whatnot. And if you're going to go to Wizard World once again, use promo code CANDAIR in the little promo box on checkout, and you'll get a sweet 10% off your tickets.
And that 10% is indeed sweet, Jack. I couldn't agree with you more. And don't forget to check out our other podcasts we have. What If? It's a spin-off the Marvel What Ifs. So if you are familiar with those at all, you'll know that it's just a quick twist on reality is introduced. And then for that issue, you look at the butterfly effect, the effects of that twist on the reality. And we kind of, with that podcast, with What If, we look at our own reality like that. We introduce a twist like, what if people could fly? What if we could control the weather? And most recently, what if kaiju monsters, like big Godzilla-sized monsters, truly existed? And we talk about their effects on the world. It's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of good feedback, and we encourage you to check it out. We are on iTunes. Search What If Series, because there are other What If pods out there. We're the one with the yellow text and the blue space background. And check out the website, whatifpod.com, and on Twitter at What If Series. So lots of places for you to check us out. And I think that's going to do it for this week. So until next time, I am Jeremy Colley.
And I'm Jack Doherty.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Puppy. Oh no!
Don't run, it'll only make things worse.
Mutt!
Remember, you never want to approach a stray dog, especially one that's foaming at the mouth. Get away from the animal as quickly as you can and tell a grown-up.
Hey!
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
And I think that's going to do it for this week. And was that everything?
That's it.
I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Nope. Right.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Business leadership, ownership, and sales can be challenging. Tune into the Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast to learn from the world's experts. Join me, your host, Diane Helbig, as I chat with people who have expertise in various areas of business. You'll enjoy the lively conversations that are focused on providing you with the ideas, tips, and suggestions you need to realize greater success. Get what you need for your business when you need it from the people who have the answers. Accelerate Your Business Growth is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and is available on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.